Attention, attention, this is History Lost in Time.
And welcome to episode 36 of the History Lost in Time podcast, which exists in English and German, by the way. There are several topic series in this podcast: broadcasting history, people from German history, Navy, etc. The aerospace series is being transformed into a general military history series. That means I will not only discuss aviation topics, but other things as well. For example, tanks, artillery, military technology, etc. However, I will start with the cavalry.
The topic of this episode.
During the Middle Ages, the cavalry was the queen of the battlefield. The knight, as part of the heavy cavalry, was the main asset of European armies for centuries. The introduction of a series of new weapons made things increasingly difficult for knights, though. Pikes, longbows, crossbows, and in the end, guns. Finally, the knight was obsolete. But the cavalry remained, now as a supporting force, just like in ancient times. It was still superior in terms of speed compared to the infantry. Until the 19th century, the cavalry was very important for quick mobile warfare and reconnaissance. World War I basically made the cavalry obsolete, at least on the European Western Front. However, the cavalry remained part of the armed forces, even though it was replaced by motorized and mechanized forces unit by unit. The last cavalry unit of the US forces was the 26th Cavalry that fought on the Philippines in 1941-42, and this episode will discuss that.
Political agenda and background.
None. I selected this US unit because I read its history in the source that I will mention in a moment, and I found it fascinating. If there is interest, I can talk about German and Soviet World War II cavalry topics as well. There are a lot of those within this book.
The sources that were used.
Janusz Pikalkiewicz, Pferd und Reiter im Zweiten Weltkrieg, translation, Horse and Rider during World War II, published by F.A. Herbig Verlagsbuchhandlung GmbH, München, Berlin, 1992. As usual, extra information from Wikipedia. It is a historical fact that World War II was the war where the most horses were used ever. The Germans used 2.75 million horses and mules, the Soviets even 3.5 million. For many conservative soldiers, World War I was a special case that would never repeat itself, which is why tanks were the exception and the cavalry would remain. However, the advantages of motorization and mechanization could not be ignored, which is why cavalry was being replaced by vehicles of all kinds in the 1920s, and especially the 1930s. However, it took a while to produce so many vehicles in order to re-equip the existing cavalry units, especially during times of disarmament and economic crisis. Those reasons and more explain why there were still many cavalry units around when war broke out in 1939 or 41. The US forces were almost finished with this conversion, but even the Americans still had a cavalry unit, the 26th, which was stationed on the Philippines. General Douglas MacArthur had been in charge there since July 1941. He commanded 19,000 Americans and 160,000 Filipinos. His forces had an arsenal of 200 aircraft. Most of the Americans under his command were poorly trained and poorly equipped. The 26th Cavalry was poorly equipped too, but its level of training was excellent. The brigade was commanded by Colonel Clinton A. Pierce. His executive officer was Lieutenant Colonel Vance. The squadrons were commanded by Major Ketchum and Major Trapnell. Quote, page 330. The 26th Cavalry was divided into two squadrons of two troops each, one machine gun troop and one HQ troop. In late autumn 41, the regiment was reorganized and reinforced to 789 men. Each of the two squadrons received an additional troop. Although it still lacked anti-tank weapons and mortars, as well as modern equipment, the 26th Cavalry was one of the best regiments in the US Army in terms of training. According to Wikipedia, the unit had a strength of 787 soldiers plus 55 officers. The lack of equipment on the Philippines was obvious everywhere. The infantry was still using the M1917 rifle from World War I. The standard rifle of the US forces during World War II, the M1 Garand, had been requested, but it couldn't be produced fast enough. And then there was also a serious shortage regarding artillery. The 26th Cavalry was based at Fort Stotzenburg, Pampanga, around 60 miles north of the capital of Manila. Following the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941, all US forces in the Pacific were alerted and mobilized. When the Japanese started landing troops on December 10th, the 26th Cavalry was combat ready. It was immediately used to confront the invading Japanese and fought Japanese infantry and tanks. Despite fierce fighting, the landings of the Japanese, which had strong air support, could not be prevented. However, the cavalry soldiers were able to slow down the Japanese. The Japanese did not have a numerical superiority over the US forces on the Philippines. However, they did have superiority regarding tanks and air support. A massive airstrike on December 8th had destroyed half the US air power. The Japanese used this air superiority to wipe out the remaining US air power within the next few days. Following that, they basically dominated the skies, which increased the combat value of their ground troops significantly. On December 21, 1941, the main force of the Japanese invaded the Philippines. The 26th Cavalry was supposed to support a counterattack and was ordered to move towards the landings. On this march, there was an incident which I would like to quote from the source. It starts on page 210. Already on the march, Japanese aircraft attacked the regiment, followed shortly thereafter by tanks supported by naval artillery. At 8 p.m., in pitch darkness, Japanese tanks suddenly appeared in the middle of the highway. Attempts to move the regiment off the road failed, as the road was bordered by barbed wire on the left and steep embankments on the right. Panic broke out, part of the troops ran back and forth awaiting orders and collided on the highway with those desperate to get away. The shouts of command made the horses wild, and many bolted. Colonel Vance and his staff became stuck in the middle of this confusion, and enemy tank fire further aggravated the situation. The only hope lay in retreat towards Rosario. The completely disorganized group, with riderless horses among them, ran headlong along the road. Numerous cavalrymen fell in the hail of Japanese tank shells, others were carried down and trampled by the terrified, unruly horses that raced through the darkness. What saved the regiment from total destruction was the decisive action of Major Thomas J. H. Trapnell, commander of the 2nd Squadron, who together with Colonel Vance formed the rear guard. As they were the last to cross a wooden bridge around 3 kilometers from Rosario, with the Japanese tanks already at the rear, they pushed a truck across and calmly set it on fire, ignoring the heavy machine gun fire. Now that the Japanese advance had been halted by the burning bridge, the regiment could breathe a sigh of relief and continue its retreat without further losses. The American defensive campaign didn't go very well, and already on December 24th, General MacArthur had to order the retreat to the Bataan Peninsula. At this point, the 26th Cavalry, which was still fighting in the rear guard to slow down the Japanese, had been reduced to a fighting strength of 450 men. It was quickly reformed and reinforced to a strength of 657 men. The cavalry soldiers were mostly fighting Japanese infantry and tanks, but obviously not with medieval weapons like lances and sabers, but guns and anti-tank weapons like large explosives. The 26th Cavalry was so successful that it received 2 unit citations, and its commander, Colonel Pierce, was later promoted to Brigadier General. The high mobility of the cavalry meant that it could control the engagements with the Japanese infantry, meaning it could attack and withdraw at will while the Japanese could only react. Even the faster Japanese tanks had a mobility disadvantage, since the cavalry could cross rivers that the tanks couldn't. During the retreat, the 26th Cavalry blew up 8 bridges, which made it difficult for the Japanese to keep up the chase. Following a series of unsuccessful attacks, the Japanese started to besiege the Americans in January of 1942. In early January 1942, supplying the troops started to become problematic. For a while, the horses were able to be supplied from the occupied land, but the situation deteriorated quickly. Rations for soldiers had dropped to a mere 200 grams of rice per day by the end of the siege. The heat, the hunger, and several diseases like malaria and dysentery made the soldiers suffer even when the Japanese did not attack. The last classic cavalry attack was commanded by Lieutenant Ramsay on January 16, 1942. On March 15, 1942, the 26th Cavalry had to slaughter its horses and donkeys and use them as supplies for the soldiers. This marked the end of the history of the United States Cavalry. 3 days earlier, on March 12, 1942, General MacArthur had been flown out of the Philippines. His forces remained, though. They had slowed down the Japanese and bought time, but their time had now run out. In April 1942, the US forces on Bataan had to surrender to the Japanese. When the island of Corregidor was conquered in May 1942, the Japanese campaign on the Philippines ended with a complete victory. The Americans had lost a force of 150,000 men. Around 100,000 of them became prisoners of war. However, the Japanese were still displeased. The high command had expected a much faster victory. The commanding general Homma was punished by being removed from command and sent into the reserve without a task. Most of the soldiers of the 26th Cavalry were either dead, captured, or joined up with the guerrillas that remained active until 1943. Very few escaped. Those that became POWs had to endure the Bataan Death March. During this march, between 5,500 and 18,500 POWs died due to malnutrition, diseases, and mistreatment by the Japanese. Following that, they were transported to Japanese POW camps on the so-called hell ships, which again caused many to die due to malnutrition, mistreatment, and even asphyxiation. In the camps, the soldiers were often used as slave laborers and were mistreated. The death rate of Western POWs in Japanese POW camps was very high. Depending on the nationality, it varied between 16 and 34%.
A few finishing words.
Quote from the source, page 8. An average of 865 horses fell daily for the German Reich. Anyone who experienced the Second World War will constantly remember the image of the many horse carcasses lining the roadsides. 52,000 horses died in Stalingrad alone alongside the German and other Axis soldiers. Horses were a lot more common than people are aware today, because in newsreels, modern and impressive things were shown, like tanks, aircraft, battleships, etc. Horse-drawn carriages or guns, which looked like they were from Napoleonic times, wouldn't have impressed the enemy or one's own population. However, the history of the 26th Cavalry shows that horses and cavalry still played a role in World War II. And well, sometimes they still do today. On October 22, 2001, 12 Green Berets of Operational Detachment Alpha 595 in Afghanistan rode into battle against the Taliban alongside the Northern Alliance. The German Bundeswehr also used donkeys and mules in Afghanistan in regions where vehicles couldn't pass. Mounted police is still a thing. Even today, horses are still required.
Thank you. This was History Lost in Time.